living within my values and doing something that I love and enjoy, it's very important to me. I spent a lot of time in my life doing things that weren't for me prior to the Navy. I spent a lot of time in my life not living in my values when I was in the Navy. And I've spent a lot of time really not enjoying what I do. And so it is important and almost vital to me to make sure that if I am stepping into something in my life, whether that be another chapter, another phase, or just something that I'm a part of project-wise, that it really aligns with what I love to do and my values.
Welcome to Your Story Doesn't End Here, the mental health podcast of military and veterans who refuse to be silenced. I'm your host, Rachel, and my mission with this podcast is to be a voice for those who don't have a voice, bring awareness to mental health issues, provide value and solutions, and to change the culture when it comes to mental health within the DoD organizations.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for coming back for another episode of Your Story Doesn't End Here. We are officially at episode number 100. Wow, how incredible. What an amazing 99 episodes it's been so far. I've met some incredible people. I've heard some incredible stories. I've seen people take their life from, man, places that some people wouldn't make it back from and just turn it into something incredible. And I'm so grateful for every single guest that I've had on the show, everyone that listens in every single week, how much this podcast platform has grown, the people that I've met along the way just from having the platform that I have here. And so I wanted to start with just some gratitude, because consistency is something that has been such a struggle for me most of my life. And to be able to put out this value every single Monday for you guys, it does so much to fill my soul. And I hope that it does the same for you as listeners in filling your cup each week, or giving you something to relate to, or something to learn from, or another tool to help you in your mental health and personal journey in life. And so, that being said, I just want to take this time in this episode today to reflect a bit, to share with you guys some exciting things that I have coming up with the platform. And then I'll do a little fun surprise at the end. So stick around for that. So starting with reflecting, you know, I started this podcast in 2021, at the end of 2021. We're actually coming up to almost, we are just about to 2 years into the podcast. And a lot of people will ask me all the time, how do you get started in podcasting? What steps do you need to take? And I think the hardest thing for me was just the action piece. Just do it. Just get started. And realizing that done is better than perfect. And so if you look back at my early episodes of the show, my podcast artwork was something that I had curated on Canva. I didn't pay anyone for it. I did some basic, threw together something on Canva that looked decent, that matched the feel that I wanted, and I just rolled with it. The name for the podcast is actually something that I have tattooed on my right forearm, and my tattoo is very much a memorial and tribute piece. It says Your Story Doesn't End Here in a scroll. There's some roses. There's a timepiece. There's the semicolon at the end of Your Story Doesn't End Here. And I purposefully put it on my right forearm because anytime I shake someone's hand, I want them to know that I am a safe space. I am someone that they can talk to, they can trust. And it's kind of one of those subliminal message things. But, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Your Story Doesn't End Here is very much in honor of the people that I've lost to suicide during my time served in the Navy, and the time even outside of the Navy, as people continue to take their lives in the military, in the Navy. Realistically, in our militaries across the globe, it really is such a large scale issue, and it's sad. And I'm so grateful for the work that's been done legislatively recently. to send the message that we care, but there's still so much more work to be done. So the podcast is going to continue. But when I look at where things were when I first started and where my mindset was, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to grow this into, I just knew that I wanted a platform for people to share their voices. And realistically, over the last 2 years, it's been almost a daily thought process of, okay, what's next? What do I want to grow this into? How do I want to take action to share this more with the world? Because the awareness piece is great. It's incredible. It's needed, but there has to be more. And when I reflect on this and I think to myself, you know, I could impact on a global scale. I could impact on a national scale. I could niche down to the smallest demographic of people. And as long as I'm changing one life, just one life, that's what really matters. And that's what keeps me going with the podcast, is that I know that there are people that tune in every week that are relying on these episodes, that love to listen to these episodes. And it is changing at least one life every single week, I hope. But as far as, you know, the next steps, I really spent a lot of time reflecting on that and have tried different ideas in my head, have ran different things through a few people that I know, and a lot of things just really haven't resonated with me. And one thing that I like to applaud myself on when it comes to my growth outside of the military is that living within my values and doing something that I love and enjoy, it's very important to me. I spent a lot of time in my life doing things that weren't for me. Prior to the Navy, I spent a lot of time in my life not living in my values when I was in the Navy. And I've spent a lot of time really not enjoying what I do. And so it is important and almost vital to me to make sure that if I am stepping into something in my life, whether that be another chapter, another phase, or just something that I'm a part of project-wise, that it really aligns with what I love to do and my values. And so that's been a major area of growth for me that I want to acknowledge for myself. And that does not come without its downfalls, though, because in me spending so much time thinking about that perfect thing that aligns with my values, sometimes it can hinder me from taking action on certain things and hinder me from trying certain things. And so it's kind of this fine line of balance that is a continuous work in progress. But I'll kind of use this to segue into what I've been working on with that action piece. And so when I was really sitting down and pondering and thinking, what is it that is going to make the biggest impact as a next step? There are so many ideas that flooded through my head. And the way my brain works is I'm constantly coming up with new ideas all the time. So filtering the things that make the most sense, and it sometimes can be really hard. But I decided that I really wanted to start with my local community. And there's a few reasons for that. I live in Whidbey Island, Washington. And in Whidbey Island, we have the largest veteran population per capita in the entire state of Washington. Now, that's Island County, which is actually comprised of two islands, but a lot of veterans live on Whidbey Island. And we're kind of tucked away in this corner of Upper Washington. And there is a Naval Air Station here. So there's a very large military and veteran presence. And when I started doing some searching to find what resources were available around here, it wasn't an easy search. It didn't seem like a lot of resources popped up. And so my initial thought process was, okay, well, I'll just come in and I'll be a resource. And that's evolved. That thought process has definitely evolved since then. But December of last year, I was able to do an event called Bring a Buddy. And this event, if you listen back to my episodes, I did an episode with Catherine a few episodes back. She lives over on the East Coast and she is a huge, huge advocate for veterans. And she did this Bring a Buddy event at a local coffee shop in Virginia, I believe it was. And I think they'll probably be on their third year this year if they do it again. I'm not sure. But I thought it was really cool, this idea of just bringing people together to normalize conversations surrounding mental health. And so I started that as my like test event. I had a very small amount of people there, but it was small and intimate enough to be impactful. And that was really cool to me. And so the next event that I decided to plan was on a larger scale. And I've learned so much in just planning this event. And the next time I do something like this, there's so many things that I'll optimize, but it's incredible to me watching the pieces fall into place with what I am doing. And so if you're in the Whidbey Island area, I've talked about this a few times, but I'm going to plug it again because I'm so excited for what this has turned into. But there's a film called Stranger at Home, and it's a military mental health documentary. And I was so excited when I connected with Beth Dolan, who's the director of this film, last year. I actually found her searching through Instagram. I was just searching random hashtags related to military mental health, and I came across this film. And I was excited because doing a documentary is something that had been on my heart, but I didn't have the capacity to do it. And again, another one of those ideas that floats around in my head. And so to find someone that's already done it, I was like, holy crap, there's so much that we could do together to continue to build this awareness on an even larger scale. And so when I had checked out the website, strangeratHome.org, I realized that they do private film screenings because the film hasn't actually released yet. It releases around Veterans Day on PBS nationally. And so Beth and I connected about starting the works of planning this event in my local community. And so initially we had planned for May of this year. I had to end up pushing that because, again, planning an event's no joke. I had to optimize. I had to figure out some things. I had to change around some things. Funding events is a whole different ball game. And again, there's been so many lessons learned through this. But in that optimization, we were able to add a keynote presentation to this event with the San Diego Veterans Coalition. And I'm going to hopefully get Vic and Maurice with the San Diego Veterans Coalition on the podcast so you can hear firsthand from them what they're doing down in San Diego. But what's so, so cool to me is that they've taken this concept and idea of reintegration, helping military members before they get out so that we can set our service members and veterans up for the most success. And they have created the Center for Military and Veterans Reintegration Model that they've implemented successfully in several areas of Southern California. And so to have a blueprint, a starting point, a model to be able to bring back to my community and say, hey, let's try something like this. Let's make the most impact here. It's been so incredible to watch those pieces fall into place as we approach this event. And so that's the biggest thing that I've been working on and probably the biggest project I've taken on. I feel like in my entire life, I've taken on some pretty big projects. But that event's happening September 30th, and it'll be in Oak Harbor, Washington. If you're in the Washington area, please grab a ticket, come out to the event, and just support, be there, send the message to our community that we care about our military, our veterans, mental health. I named the event Save a Life, and I strategically named it that because I want the emphasis to be on saving lives. I want the emphasis to be on the fact that military members, veterans are taking their lives every single day, and we have to step in and do something drastic to support this population and this demographic that so desperately needs it in an area where it is so desperately needed. And so that's the biggest thing that I've been working on. On the side, when I talked and I alluded to earlier about me constantly thinking of ideas in my head over the last 2 years and how I could impact the event that I'm doing, that is going to be more on a nonprofit scale. But I want to do more to be able to help the active duty side, because I think often active duty is forgotten. A lot of the programs out there really focus on veterans, and it's because, yes, we do hand off people when they get out of the military and we just say, hey, have fun and the veteran life, and the resources and support are there, but you have to find them yourself. Good luck. Maybe not that experience for everyone, but that was my experience. So that's the example I'm going to use. But on the active duty side, I think there's a lot of support that I felt like I could have used when I was active. And I want to be able to help in that area too. And so what I am launching, and you guys are the first to hear about it, is a mentorship program. And this is going to be for active duty E5 and below. And it's for those people that just want to learn how to be better leaders, how to cultivate themselves so that they're taking care of themselves and they're able to simultaneously take care of those around them. And I think that had I had something like this when I was still active duty, I think it would have been a game changer for me, because I didn't start to learn these principles until right before I got out of the military. And I wasn't able to optimize my impact as a leader in the military or optimize my impact on myself as a person. And I feel like it set me back in getting out of the military, because I could have started learning these things a lot sooner. So still very much early in these stages. I do plan to launch this pretty soon, but I wanted to let you guys know that this is what I'm working on. And I'm really excited about it because, like I said, I sat here and I thought so many days over the last few years of how can I make the biggest impact to the group of people that is going to, it's going to pass on that impact. That's going to make the waves that we need in the military. And because I only made it up to the rank of E5, I feel that, and also, I know there are things out there for E5 and above. The Enlisted Leadership Council, if you don't know who they are, go check out my interview with Jim Rich. It was an incredible episode where he shares the value of what the Enlisted Leadership Council, it's the Enlisted Leadership Foundation. I don't know why I always try to say Enlisted Leadership Council, but Enlisted Leadership Foundation. Their website is enlistedleadershipfoundation.org. They are creating some incredible, incredible leaders in the military. And I was so, so thoroughly impressed when I saw their program. And so my idea is to build E5 and below, E4 and below, up to the point where they can be passed off to that next phase of really hitting that leadership training and development hard through a program like that. And because I think that often our junior enlisted are forgotten when it comes to leadership. And this is not across all branches. I can't speak to the other branches. I can only speak to the Navy. But what I do know is that when I was in the Navy, if you were an E1 and E2 and E3, you really felt like, or I can't say you, I felt like I was very much at the bottom of the totem pole, and that I could not step into my power as a leader. But what that created is when I became an E4 and I became an E5, it created almost a complex where I felt like I was thrown now into leadership and I had to figure it all out. And all of a sudden, the people that were my friends that I could get away with certain things, now all of a sudden I have to lead them. And what that tells me is that my mindset around leadership was flawed, that I felt like being a leader meant that I now had to be the bad guy. I had to follow that rank-based leadership that is pushed so much in the military. And I didn't learn the leadership principles until I got out, or until right before I got out. And it was still, even practicing them and implementing them, it's a different ballgame than reading in a book too, because every situation is going to be slightly different. And so I'm so excited to be in a position where I can help the junior enlisted in the military learn these leadership principles, tweak them, practice them, implement them into their day-to-day life, because I really truly believe in my soul that this is what's going to make the biggest impact on our military when it comes to changing the culture. And if you notice in my intro, I do talk about changing the culture. I added that piece in when I rebranded last year, because yes, we can implement all kinds of legislation. There has been legislation implemented. The McPond just put out some call to actions to the chief's mess. The president just signed in some directives regarding sexual assault. The Brandon Act happened. There are things that are happening on a legislative level. However, we can put out trainings to the military all day. And if you've served in the military, you know how most of the trainings go, especially the death by PowerPoints. where PowerPoint's put up on the screen, half the room's falling asleep, no one's really paying attention. The presenter tries their hardest to be interactive, but it's just not quite clicking because we're not impacting on the way that we need to. And not everyone is receiving the information on the level that they need to. And so, really excited about this program. Stay tuned for that. Please make sure you follow the Instagram page. That's where I'm going to put out the most information. It is _YSDEH. I link it in the show notes for every single episode. So make sure that you follow that page and follow that for updates on what is to come with this mentorship program. And like I said, let your people know if you know someone that feels that they need something like this, please send them my way. I would love to chat with them and see if what I have is a good fit for them. And so excited to be able to impact on multiple forefronts in the military. So this is something, like I said, that's been in the works for a number of years. So that being said, I want to wrap up the episode today with a little gift for you guys. So if you follow the Instagram page, I will have a post up there for a giveaway. And if you follow the instructions in that giveaway on the Instagram page, then you will be eligible to win a book from any guest of your choosing that has been on this show. There are some incredible books. Ghosts of the Valley by Sean Ambrose was a really good one. It talked very much about the action of being in the war. It was a very short book, but it was a very impactful book. And I really loved that one. Jenna's got her veterans workbook. There's the Women's Guide to Military Service. I'm probably saying these book names wrong. So if you are an author of one of these books and you're listening to this, I don't have your book name in front of me. I'm sorry. Just pulling these off the top of my head. Manswell T. Peterson has some incredible paranormal sci-fi novels, if that is more your thing. But almost every guest that I've had on this show has some kind of book that they've put out there. And yes, I am working on my book. I've been working on my book for a really long time, but eventually it will also be out in the universe too. But one thing at a time. I'm trying to remind myself of that. But make sure that you go to Instagram, find that post for the giveaway. And if you are a winner, you'll get to choose any book of your choosing from any one of my guests. And Your Story Doesn't End Here. We'll send it to you free of charge, just as a little thank you for listening in and supporting the show and helping us get to 100 episodes. So if you have not rated and reviewed the podcast on Apple Podcasts, please stop what you're doing. Take 30 seconds. Go do that. That helps so, so much. If you choose to take part in the listener support program, I did recently launch that. And what that does is that just supports me to be able to put out the podcast episodes every single week. This podcast has just been such a passion project of mine. So I never started it with the intention to make money. However, it does take money to successfully time and or money, I should say, to successfully put out a podcast every single Monday. So if you are in a position to be able to support and it's on your heart to support, joining that listener support program really does mean so much to me. And even $1, $5 a month, that helps so much. So thank you to those of you that are part of the listener support program. You are incredible. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for the love and the support and just being there consistently every single week for 100 episodes. So stay tuned as we hit the 2-year anniversary. I'll probably do something for you guys again. I love giving back in any way I can. I'll make sure in the show notes of this episode to link all the things I talked about, the local event for Whidbey Island. I already forgot everything I talked about, to be completely honest with you. My short-term memory is garbage lately, but that's okay. I'll make sure to link the things for you guys. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Make sure you tune in to all the episodes after this one. Make sure you tune in to the last few episodes if you haven't heard them too. There's just been some incredible guests that I've had on and I am just continually blown away by the stories that come through the podcast. So I'm going to hop off, guys. Thank you so much. Make sure you check out everything. Make sure you stay tuned on the Instagram page. Share the Instagram page. We're trying to grow this thing and make even more impact on the world and change the culture when it comes to mental health across the DoD organizations. Until next time.
Thank you for taking the time to listen in today. With your support, we are able to increase awareness of the mental health issues affecting service members and veterans today with the goal of creating positive change. If you got value from this episode, please take 30 seconds to subscribe and share this episode within your own network. Until next time, remember, your story matters, your mental health matters, and your story doesn't end here.